This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Equifax has now revealed that driver's license information for almost 11 million Americans was hacked. Additionally, 15.2 million United Kingdom consumer records were also hacked. Canada had also been hacked during the first revelation. Boy Scouts of America will begin admitting girls to the Cub Scouts in 2018 and establish a program track that allows girls to become Eagle Scouts. The actor Tom Hanks sent the White House press corps an espresso machine after President Trump was elected. He did the same thing for journalists covering the Bush White House in 2004. Six largest airline groups in the U.S. now make up 80% of flights in and out of the country. By contrast, the six largest in Europe have less than 50% of the seats. Countries in East Africa, led by Rwanda, are seeking to curb the import of secondhand clothes, both to protect fragile local industries and because it compromises the dignity of the people. India's Supreme Court has ruled that sex with a woman younger than 18, even if married, is rape. Hurricane Ophelia marked the 10th storm to rise to hurricane strength in the Atlantic Ocean this year, becoming the first time in a century to number that many, and only the fourth time in record. International Monetary Fund has counseled that inequality is the real economic issue and that raising taxes on the rich will not impede growth. Los Angeles Times reports that the EEOC, spurred to action by the ACLU, began contacting female film and TV directors in 2015 to see what issues they are facing in employment discrimination in Hollywood. President Trump denied he wanted a tenfold increase in the U.S. nuclear arsenal and has accused NBC of pushing fake news by reporting it. Brazilian troops increasingly press into service to fight urban drug gangs if accused of killing civilians under new legislation would face a military tribunal rather than a civilian court. Japan's Kobe Steel admitted to doctoring product quality paperwork and aluminum supplied to various automakers in the U.S. and elsewhere. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.